Good morning. It is 7:45 here on the Mighty 690, and it's time for our update from Coffeyville Community College. Joining us here in studio, we have CCC Athletic Director Bryce Saya. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you? It's good to be here.
Hey, you doing well? And boy, oh boy, we are back into another semester. Can you believe it?
We're off and running.
That's
busy,
great.
Busy.
That's great. Well, I know, you know, as we get started here with our update today, you wanted to do a little bit of a recap here of the last season and a few highlights for us?
I sure do. Before we get started here on the 2026-2027 athletic seasons, let's give a quick recap on our 25-26 campaign. Within the Jayhawk Conference, we had 126 student athletes on the all-academic team, which we doubled from the year before. And out of 20 member institutions in the Jayhawk Conference, we finished second overall. With that, our Red Ravens men's soccer team was named NJCAA Academic Team of the Year with a 3.85 GPA, which was number one in the nation. And our women's soccer team finished 10th in the nation with a 3.65 GPA. We are called student athletes for a reason and take it very serious, so I'm super proud to report that. And our coaches are doing a great job academically, not only on the field, but in the classroom. Also in 25-26 school year, we had more student athletes on our campus than all other community colleges in the state. We're extremely proud of our athletic department and Red Raven Nation, so that backs it up. When you have more student athletes on your campus than 20 other institutions in the state, very proud to report that.
That is fantastic, and it really something I think to be proud of. It really one of those things that just makes Coffeyville stand out, not only athletically, but also academically, because you know both are going to be quite important there.
Well, we believe they're called student athletes for the reason. So obviously we have a rich tradition on winning a lot more games than we use, but it all starts in the classroom. That's why it's called college athletics.
Of course, absolutely.
So moving on here to our fall sports, we'll get started with football. Our football team is preseason ranked 8th in the country with our opener this Saturday at NEO, which will be a matchup of the two winningest football programs in the history of community college football. Then our home opener will follow the next Saturday versus Iowa Western, who is the defending national champions. So Coach Dobler and his staff will know really quick what kind of football team that they have, because those are two really tough opponents. Also with this football season, this brings our 100th season Red Raven football is played, which is incredible. And we got stickers on the way to represent that on the back of our helmets. It's just incredible that Red Raven football has been doing it that long. And with that, with it being our 100th season, we would like to announce that free admittance will go out to all Montgomery County residents. So all you have to do is when you come watch a Red Raven, show your ID showing that you're from Montgomery County, and you and your entire family will get free admittance into the game.
Hey, that is fantastic. And I know with the cost of everything going up, this is just a great way to get some wholesome family entertainment.
Well, it's called a community college for a reason. Sometimes people forget the word community, and we're all about Coffeyville. We're all about Montgomery County, so it's just a way that we can give back. So very happy about our 100th season, very excited about our team and what Coach Dobler's doing. And I'm also happy to let in our Montgomery County family as well.
That's wonderful. We're speaking with CCC Athletic Director Bryce Saya. And, sir, what else as we look towards the season here, which is just kind of kicking off right now?
Well, with the entire fall season, the football program, what people don't realize is all of our fall sports, and I'll get to soccer, volleyball, and cross country here in a second. They've been here 3 weeks. Yes, school just started last week, but they've been here almost a month, working preseason, getting them in shape in our weight room, in our new Skip Foster family weight room that is one of the best in the country. So they've been on the grind. You know, being a student athlete is not easy in college. It's just like a job. And people, I don't think they know exactly what goes on behind the scenes. So, yes, school started last week. Yes, we started playing games this last week. But this started a month ago.
And they've had some nice hot weather for some of those outdoor practices.
We're off and running. Thank God for our weight rooms indoor with AC and all that. Moving on to our soccer programs, and I know you just kind of gave a recap of where we're at, but last Thursday we opened up versus NEO, and our men and women got a pair of good wins versus a good team of NEO. Also played down in Oklahoma last night, getting another pair of good wins. So our soccer program comes back overall 4-0, with men and women both being 2-0. So Coach Harrison's off to a good start, doing a good job with the soccer programs, and so excited to report that. Our Lady Raven volleyball team opened up down in Texas this last weekend with four tough matches, able to win two of those, and that's with a first-year staff. Coach Blair Weirich's in her first year. That was her first time competing on the court, and it's not easy whenever you go down and compete in the state of Texas. So, yes, we wanted to come back 4-0, but coming back 2-2 is a great accomplishment. Super proud of them. Our cross country opens this Thursday in Hutchison in a meet that's actually ran during the nighttime, which will help with the heat, as you just brought up, at Fun Valley Sports Complex. So, as you can see, the Red Ravens are off and running.
They sure are. My goodness. So it's going to be a great season here. And we're speaking with CCC Athletic Director Bryce Sia, bringing in our own sports director, Prescott Dechinger. And Prescott, I was just curious if you might have any questions for Mr. Sia.
Yeah, well, Mr. Sia, again, good to meet you. I know I saw you last Friday, but I'm just curious what led you to Coffeyville and what made you passionate about being an athletic director?
Well, actually, this is home.
Okay.
So my father, Tom Sia, coached with the legend Dick Foster.
Okay.
So I grew up on the sidelines actually getting yelled at by Coach Dick Foster if I didn't get the ball back into play on time. So the Red Ravens, I basically just come back home. I grew up here being a coach's son. I moved a lot. So after growing up here, I bounced around the state. Then I got into the coaching profession, and I bounced around all over the country. And after I felt like it was time to transition off the field, all roads kind of led back home. I came back with Coach Jeff Liker, assisted him, and then transitioned into the athletic director's job. So being around athletics just comes natural to me. And then being in Montgomery County, Coffeyville, Kansas, it's where I grew up.
Got it. I know you said you kind of had a long coaching journey and moved around. Where did you all go?
Well, it all started here with my first full-time job. I coached here at Coffeyville 3 years with Coach Skip Foster.
Okay.
And then finished three more years with Coach Jeff Liker. And from there, it was a journey. Now, do you got a minute? This might take a while. So I went to Southern Illinois, and then a short stint up at Northern Illinois, and then I got into the Arena Football League with Skip Foster out in Arizona back when it was AF1 with the Arizona Rattlers, and then got the recession hit. You're probably too young to remember that.
Yeah, probably.
In 2009, we went through a recession, so that league got put on pause for a year, so I got back into college football at Emporia State University. Then went up to Toledo University, and then finished my on-field coaching career at Southeast Missouri State University, SEMO, with another Red Raven, Tom Matukowicz, who actually coached here for a couple years.
Wow.
Right. So that's the coaching. He moved around a lot as a coach's son, and then once you hop in that seat, you're going to bounce all over the country.
Yeah.
But all roads led back home. I've been blessed to coach on almost every level there is, but this is where it all started for me. So it was very easy to come back home.
Got it. That's a pretty storied career.
Yeah, and it's come full circle. And like I said, it's great. It's good to be back.
Yeah. I'm also curious, on your days on the sideline, are there any aspects of that you take into your athletic director job that's kind of helped you with your responsibilities?
Absolutely. I go about the athletic director's job still as a coach. You have to wear multiple hats, You set in more admin meetings, obviously, but when I'm around the coaches, the players, and especially on game day, it's just like breathing to me. So my coaching background has made the transition so easy, and I'm so blessed to have the coaches around me. Got a bunch of veterans who do a great job. I represent one of the best brands in college sports. Wherever you go, all over the country, people know the Red Ravens. And I've recruited all over the country, East Coast, West Coast, down south. Whenever you say the Red Ravens, head turns. Yeah. So I'm just so excited to be back and represent that and be a part of it.
God, okay. James, I don't know how much time we have. I'd like to ask one more question.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Time.
I know you said you were a coach's son. What positions did you play when you were at that age?
I was always on the defensive side of the football. And then most of my coaching career, I was a defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, I know it all comes down to, do you have a good quarterback or not? So even though I got a defensive mind, defensive blood in me, obviously it's about offense, defense, special teams, everything.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
So that's my background. But like I said, I am blessed. I am fortunate to be back here, and I'm so excited to kick off the 26-27 campaign.
Well, and I think it's just it brings such an energy to have the students back on campus and in the community. And even if you're not going to the games or listening to them on the radio, it is still such an important aspect of what fuels Coffeyville. I think CCC being right in the center of town really is one of those heartbeats of the community.
Well, it brings energy to not only the campus, the community, the city, the county. And that's where, when we bring in more student athletes than any community college in the state, that means something. Like, that's important. And you mentioned being downtown. Like, we see our brand. You can go to Wendy's for a hamburger and you see our brand. It's so powerful. And it's just this community college is set up for success, and it's our job to drive it.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Bryce, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and we're very excited for the start of football season coming up here at the end of the week.
Good to see y'all. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. That is CCC Athletic Director Bryce Saya here on the Mighty 690. And we have much more coming up. Open line here in just a little bit after we get through some announcements with the folks at Field Kinley High School. They'll be joining us here at 8:30 for that. And we have an update from Visit Coffeyville. Wyatt Starnes will join us at 9:10 here on the Mighty 690.